Me gusta el Mr. Cook.
Buenas tardes, aquí estamos en el foro musical de Mr. Q. FM, back on the ways here en Radio Enlace, como siempre todos los sábados a las 8 decimos gracias al gran DJ Gutiérrez, todos los sábados también hasta las 8 aquí en 107.5 FM. Y entramos, metemos la luz hasta las 9 con vosotros en el foro musical de Mr. Q. With you till 9 o'clock, like every Saturday. Aquí estamos en el foro musical Mr. Q otra vez. Hasta las 9 we'll be tuning into some sounds from Tulsa, Oklahoma. And we'll be talking a little bit more about JJ Kell. We started talking about him last Saturday. And a few other Tulsa sound guys out there responsible for the great sounds from Oklahoma. And a bit of blues also, and all of this until 9 o'clock, 107.5. Rockin'. We'll be right back. Jesse Young, Only with Mr. Q. Well, tuning in here to Durango, JJ Cale, John Weldon Cale, born 1938, American singer-songwriter, recording artist, and one of the greatest influential guitar stylists. Well, many songs written by JJ have been recorded by other artists. And along with Eric Clapton, 2008, he received a Grammy for the album he wrote with him, The Road to Escondido. Well, raised in Tulsa, Oklahoma, and responsible, one of the responsibles for the Tulsa sound, and the guys, the musicians that came out of Tulsa. In the 60s in L.A., 1966 actually, he wrote After Midnight, which became very famous by a certain slow hand like Eric Clapton. Played in many places, and we'll be talking a bit more about JJ and the Tulsa sounds out there. And here we go with Leon Russell, Out in the Woods. Born Claude Russell Bridges, 1942, an American musician and songwriter who has recorded as also a session musician, sideman, and maintained a solo career. Well, Russell began his musical career at the age of 14 in the nightclubs of Tulsa, Oklahoma. And him and his group, the Starlighters, which also included J.J. Cale. They're all instrumental in creating the style of music known as the Tulsa Sound. And after settling also in L.A., he studied guitar with James Burden. Rock and roll, blues, gospel music, You name it, this man did it. And later on was a great friend and co-artist with many artists, others like Elton John, Ray Charles, George Harrison, Bob Dylan, Frank Sinatra, The Rolling Stones, Joe Cocker, etc., etc. Out in the Woods, 1972, from Leon Russell. And now, for something totally different. Bit of bread, know what I mean? 107.5.
Freedom, keep walking, keep on your toes and don't stop talking about freedom. To get going, lots to be learning, lots to be knowing about people. You gotta teach them, sit them right down, then you gotta teach them about freedom. You gotta win it, gotta put yourself smack dab in it.
American soft rock band from LA, California. 13 songs in the Billboard Hot 100 between 1970 and 77, and an example of what later was labeled as soft rock. David Gates on vocals, bass, guitar, keyboards, violin, viola, and percussion. Jimmy Griffin also. Rob Royer. Mike Botts. And Larry Gnetschel. That's what was bred. We continue here. It's coming up to 8:15. Casi las 8:15. Seguimos con un poco de Rockin' Jimmy and the Brothers of Light. Only in 107.5. Tulsa Sound here from Radio Enlace, all the way from Spain.
Mm-hmm. that's alright. Anyway, baby, we can dance all night. Don't worry, it's gonna be okay. Ain't nothing gonna stop it, rock and roll today.
Stand back.
We gonna knock on down.
Stand back.
Level to the ground.
Stand back.
You better not turn around.
Stand back.
We got to knock on down.
And Jimmy and the Brothers of Night, that was 1982, also from Tulsa in the United States. Jimmy Byfield on vocals, Steve Hickson on guitar, Chuck DeWalt on drums, Gary Gilmore on bass, Walt Richmond on keyboards, Jim Sweeney on vocals, Debbie Campbell on vocals, and Gary Cundiff also on bass. We continue with a little bit of Rockin' Jimmy, and we'll tell you a little bit about the Tulsa sound.
Can't take your fancy nightclubs or the girl with the roof. The only place I want to be, the only face I want to see, the only place that will agree with me, is the slow bass.
A mí me gusta Mr. Q.
Easy. Patience is the ticket. Just try hard and do your best. There ain't nothing you can't get. Now the only place that I want to be, the only face I want to see, the only place that will agree with me, is the slow.
I'll sing for you. I said, whoa, Bill Rachel. Oh, oh, Bill Rachel. Got a box and an all-west broom. I say we gon' rock all around the room. When my guitar sings this tune, we gon' dance to the light of the moon. I said, oh, little Rachel, oh, oh, little Rachel. Get down, sound, don't stay light. Oh, little Rachel, oh, oh, little Rachel. We gon' dance, little Rachel, dance. Hmm, little Rachel. Get down, little Rachel, get down. Duck, little Rachel.
Un gran saludo a los oyentes ahí en el Fermusical de Mr. Q. Big shout to all the listeners out there. A big shout to the Groove Girls. They were rocking last night in Lennon's. Big shout to Pepe. Thanks for the great concert last night. Gracias por el gran concierto con los Groove Girls. Aquí también damos un gran saludo y un beso a toda la gente que nos está escuchando. El Casar de Talamanca, Las Castillas, José, Maite, Edu, Belén, Marga y todos de ahí. Madrid también, en Barcelona y en Andalla. Un gran beso, big kiss to Arlette and Emu. Tuning in here, 107.5 FM, the Tulsa Sound, only with Mr. Q. Well, a musical style that originated in Tulsa, obviously, Oklahoma, United States. It was a mix of rockabilly, country, rock and roll, and blues sounds from the late 60s and 50s also. Tulsa Sound artists include J.J. Kell, Jimmy Jr. Markham, Leon Russell, we've tuned into, Elvin Bishop, Roger Tilson, Jack Dunham, Gene Crows, David Gates, The Tractors also, Steve Ripley, David Teagarden, there's many more, Dwight Twelly, The Gap Band, Jim Byfield, Clyde Stacey, Gus Harden, etc., etc. But the first appearance of a note by a Tulsa Sound musician was Rocky's Frisco Columbia Harmony with a vinyl album called The Big Ten. Under the name Rocky Curtis and the Harmony Flames, the album was recorded in New York at Columbia Studio at 33rd and 3rd Street in 1959, during a time when Rocky lived in Pennsylvania. Well, Clyde Stacey was one of the first, if not the first, Tulsa Sound musician to score a national charted record with Hoy Hoy So Young. This was actually a double-sided hit, which was released by Candlelight Records in 1957. And Don Wallace also, a popular Tulsa disc jockey, was instrumental in landing the recording contract for Clyde Stacey. Members of the Nightcaps during that period were John D. Levin, Rick Eilerts, and Bill Torbett. John D. Levin also was one of the first Tulsa lead guitarists, having played for both Clyde Stacey in 1955 and Gene Crows in 1956. Well, one of their most famous hits in 1957 was titled Cherry Pie. Well, Leon Russell also was the first member of the Tulsa scene to make inroads into the L.A. music scene in the 60s, playing for Ricky Nelson along with James Burton. He then joined Phil Spector's Wrecking Crew and then produced Gary Lewis and Jan and Dean. He brought many Tulsans out of L.A., including Jimmy Karsten, Bill Raffensperger, Tommy Tripleton, and Carl Rattle. and Larry Bell also, and was later co-owner of the Church Studio in Tulsa and of Shelter Records, which signed a number of significant Tulsa sound artists.
Then you're going to live.
Well, Eric Clapton was probably the most prominent non-Tulsa artist associated with the Tulsa sound. For 10 years, Clapton, his band consisted of Tulsa musicians, such as Carl Raddle on bass, organized Dick Sims, and drummer Jamie Oldedecker. And during that time, Eric was a frequent performer at a variety of venues in the Tulsa area. In the review of Clapton's 1978 album Blacklist, critic Robert Chris Grau wrote, "Whatever Eric isn't anymore, he certainly is king of the Tulsa sound."
Every time the world around you.
Well, in addition to Eric Clapton, we've heard some of J.J. Cale's influence and been cited by Mark Knopfler also, among others. His songs have been recorded by many, many artists, including Clapton, Lynyrd Skynyrd, Deep Purple, the Allman Brothers, Johnny Cash, the band that we tuned into, Kansas, Carlos Santana, Captain Beef Heart, etc., etc. The songs of Tulsan Elvin Bishop have often been covered by other artists, also including Starship, Taj Mahal. And we've also noted that the Tulsa sound has directly and indirectly contributed to various other genres of music, including genres outside rock music, such as alt country and red dirt music. No, I mean. Well, as per Leon Russell said once, "I'm not sure what the Tulsa sound is. I suppose it started when we were all with Jerry Lee Lewis. We'd be playing a shuffle while Jerry would be playing straight eight notes.
Something new comes."
And if that's what they call Tulsa sound, that's not a bad thing. Well, JJ also was one of their most influential Tulsa musicians. And after moving to L.A. in the late 60s, he found employment as a studio engineer, living in L.A. and doing a demo single in 1966 with Liberty Records, titled none other than After Midnight, 1966. He then went on to distribute copies of this single to his Tulsa musician friends living in L.A., many of whom were successfully finding work as session musicians. And although he managed to find a regular spot at the Whiskey A Go-Go, which is where, according to his testimony, Elmer Valentine suggested he call himself JJ, avoid confusion with John Cale of the Velvet Underground, he found little success as a recording artist, and not being able to make enough money as a studio engineer, he sold his guitar and returned to Tulsa, where he joined a band with Tulsa musician Don White.
"Where you coming from? And I'm checking out all of your smiling faces, trying to see where you coming from."
Well, in 1970, it came to JJ's attention that Eric Clapton had recorded a cover art After Midnight on his debut album, 1970. And as a result of this, it was suggested to Cale that he should take advantage of this publicity and cut a record of his own. It's his very first album, titled Naturally. Well, established JJ's style, described by the LA Times as a unique hybrid of blues, folk, and jazz.
"I'm checking out some unlikely places."
And also probably one of the earliest users of drum machines, and his unconventional mixes, a distinctive and timeless quality to his work, and really set him apart from the pack of American rock music pundits.
"I can't drive enough. I can't drive enough to get to you."
Well, in his 2003 biography, Shaky, Neil Young remarked, out of all of them, "Of all the players I've ever heard, it's got to be Jimi Hendrix and J.J. Cale, who are the best electric guitar players." Well, in the 2005 documentary To Tulsa and Back, on tour with JJ, Cale's guitar style is characterized by Eric Clapton as really, really minimal. And he states, it's all about finesse. Unfortunately, JJ passed away at the age of 74 in La Jolla, California, after suffering heart attacks.
And I'm checking out all the old smiles.
The Tulsa Sound remains with us. And here in 107.5, in the Foro Musical, Mr. Keogh. Big shout out to Sassy and Road Dog, also tuning in the UK London time.
Come on, baby.
And all the London crew also, Sylvie Tahir, Birmingham, Litchfield. And to the US crew down there, only with Mr. Q.
Playing the greatest oldies of all time. All the time.
And now, for something totally different. Lanzo 835 aquí, 25 to 9 o'clock here, The Mermaids. One of these one-hit wonders, all-female vocal trio. Composed of sisters Carol and Terry and Sally from LA, California. Well, popsicles and icicles, that's what we're tuning into. They reached number 3 in 1964. Fisher Sisters, eh? Well, quite young girls, 15, 17, and 17 or so.
¿A ti te gusta Mr. Q?
Sí, me gusta Mr. Q.
And here we go, after midnight, JJ Kell, 1966.
After midnight, we're gonna let it all hang out. After midnight, we're gonna chug, love, and shout. We're gonna cause talk and suspicion, give an exhibition, find out what it is all about. After midnight, we're gonna let it all hang out. After midnight, gonna shake your tambourine. After midnight, it's gonna be peaches and cream. We're gonna cause talk and suspicion, give an exhibition,
find out what is a holy bell. After midnight, we gonna let it all hang. Gonna cause talk and suspicion, give an exhibition, find out what it is on lay back. After midnight, we're gonna let it all hang out.
Well, as After Midnight, his self-titled debut album, 1970, and Cocaine on Slow Hand in 77, Eric Clapton has also covered Kell's I'll Make Love to You Anytime. And other Clapton covers of Kell also include Traveling Light. And here we've got Perfect Woman.
Got me a woman, she is fine. Love me in the morning, love me at night. One thing about her, I think it's cool, a perfect woman. She's got no rules, soft and tough, silk and smooth. You got everything a man could need. Ain't no doubt about it. When we make love, she's a good girl. She's a good girl. She's a perfect woman. She is fine. I wanna make love to her all the time. Perfect woman. When we make love, she's a good girl. Got a hand on love for sure. Forget your troubles, boy. She got the kiss. She is fine. Want to make love to her all the time. Perfect woman. When we make love, she's a good enough.
Well, from his album Guitar Man, J.J. Kell, 1996. We continue here, 107.5 FM with the Tulsa Sound and a bit of JJ, Devil in Disguise.
From the California shore to New York City, we don't ever stop. You can hear it on the radio anyway, it blows as steady as a rhythm on the block. After the noise of the city light, it don't seem to go away. It's a devil in the sky, no lie. People walking every day. Younger come a young girl, she wanna take the world, she thinks it's all a dream. She got rock and roll way down in her soul, she doesn't know where's a limousine. Get up, honey, let your mama sit down. Too young anyway. It's a devil in disguise. Give her the prize and then you can carry her away. Start to unravel, every which way it goes. And
the beat starts to press on my bulletproof vest and my heart turns out of below.
Give me my guitar, I'm gonna go far.
Let me see it in hand. I'm the devil in disguise, I tell you no lies. I'm playing in a rock and roll band. Only 107.5.
A live version for you, JJ Kell, Devil in Disguise, the Tulsa Hound, Tulsa Sound here in 107.5 FM. We continue with a little bit more JJ from his album Guitar Man, also 1996, titled Days Go By, just like here. Now listen carefully to the words in this song. Lyrics are absolutely great.
When you light that funny cigarette, would you pass it back to me? I'm feeling a little down now, and it'll keep me company. I'm just a long-lost sinner, living life here on the line. I'll give it right back to you. I know it's not really mine. Don't put it out, not right yet. It's burning pretty good. Maybe I'll have one more talk. Do you think I should?
Days go by, I just sit around and get real high. Ooh, what a glow, I just hang out, they come and go.
Hey, the walls are starting to move, the floor's way down there. What a buzz it is, there's electricity in the air. Boy, I'm feeling really gone, I'm feeling really cool. I think I'll have another one. I'm just another fool. You know, they say it's illegal, but what isn't these days? No matter what you do, there'll be somebody on your case.
Ooh, days go by. It just seems like I sit around and get high. Oh, shame on me.
They're gonna put me in a penitentiary.
I must not be together. Look at the shape I'm in. I just know people are saying, he's looking awful thin. I guess I can count my blessings, though I've always been this way. I guess I'll quit tomorrow.
Maybe another day.
Ooh, days go by. I guess I sit down and get real high.
Quarter to nine here, las nueve menos cuarto. Seguimos. After all that passing around.
You know, time has no absolute. It's just seems like it's spent. Everything has a tendency to be so warped and bent. While looking here and there, I'm surprised to see everybody's gone here, everybody's gone but me.
Ooh, days gone by, I just sit around and get real high. Ooh, what a glow, I just hang out, they come and go.
Tank fly, boss walk, jam, nitty gritty. You're listening to the boy from the big damn high. This is Jam High.
Well, a little bit of BB King here. I woke up this morning and chew you all up after that split, you know what I mean?
I woke up this morning, my baby was gone. Woke up this morning, my baby was gone. I feel so bad, I'm all alone. I ain't got nobody to stay at home with me. I ain't got nobody
This morning, and to close on the Tulsa Sound chapter, 2014 Eric Clapton and Friends release their tribute album called The Breeze in appreciation of J.J. Cale. And Cale's tunes are covered by Clapton with Tom Petty, Mark Knopfler, John Mayer, Don White, Willie Nelson, and Cale's wife, Christine Lakeland. And in the video version of Call Me the Breeze, Clapton declares that Cale was a fantastic musician and also his hero. Well, here we close off a little bit with Eric Clapton and B.B. King. Hold on, I'm coming. I'm coming. 107.5 FM.
Thank you.
Pues son las 9:05 aquí, seguimos en el foro musical de Mr. Q. Hold on, I'm coming. Eric Clapton, BB King here. And to close off the Tulsa Sound for today, another great track from J.J. Cale, Mama Don't, from the Shades album, released in 1981, his sixth album released on Island Records. And we'll leave you and love you with the great Tulsa man from Oklahoma, J.J. Cale. And this is dedicated to my mother, Mama Don't.
Guitar playing right here. Yeah, mama don't allow no guitar playing right here. I don't care what mama don't allow, I play my guitar anyhow. Mama don't allow no guitar playing right here. Hey, mama don't allow no bass in this place. Yeah, mama don't allow no bass in this place. I don't care what mama don't allow, I play my bass anyhow. Mama don't allow no bass in this place. Hey, mama don't allow no drumming going on. Yeah, mama don't allow no drumming going on. I don't care what mama don't allow, I'm gonna play my drums in the house. Mama don't allow no drumming going on. Mama don't allow no piano players in here. I don't care what mama don't allow, I'm gonna play my piano anyhow. Mama don't allow no piano players in here.
Well, time to say goodbye here from the Foro Musical of Mr. Q, 107.5 FM and El Radio Enlace. Tulsa Sound for today. Leave you and love you. Big kiss to all the listeners out there. I know, sassy.
Yeah, mama don't allow no reefer smoking round about. Yeah, mama don't allow no reefer smoking round about. Yeah, I don't care what mama don't allow, I'm gonna smoke my reefer anyhow. Mama don't allow no reefer in here.
Mama Don't, dedicated to Arlette, in on die. Big shout goes out to Amy also out there. No more time. So maybe what you've requested next week. Bye bye.
Don't allow us all playing at the same time. Don't allow us all playing at the same time. I don't care what mama don't allow, we all gonna play all at the same time anyhow. Mama don't allow us all playing at the same time.
Thank you.